Take our Bibles this morning to the book of Deuteronomy. That's really close to the beginning. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. The title of this morning's message is Let Us Never Forget. Let Us Never Forget. And there's some different things I think we can learn and grow from the nation of Israel. We can learn about some things that they forgot. And God set up a lot of memorials. We have the word Memorial Day for the weekend. Memorial means something, especially a structure or something that is written to establish as a reminder to remind the people of a person or event. So the word memorial means something, especially a structure or a document, something written to establish, to remind people of a person or event. So when we consider Memorial Day, it's set aside as a solemn day of remembrance for everyone who has died serving in America's armed forces. It was actually originally called Decoration Day. It was started after the Civil War to honor those that had given their life during the Civil War, but has come a spot where it includes all those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for their country. And I think that it's kind of interesting that when you look at the nation of Israel and some of the things that they forgot, I think we can learn from that to help us understand some of the things we need to remember as a nation if we want God to bless our nation. I'm thankful for Memorial Day first. I'm thankful for the unspeakably precious sacrifices that men and women have made for our freedom. And a little side note there is, you know, not just for those who gave their lives, but also for those who spent their years serving in their lives for in our military too. Second, I'm thankful that we have set aside a day to honor and commemorate these sacrifices, sacrifices of those who gave their lives. We so easily forget what is truly important in life. We so easily forget what truly is important in life, and especially that which others have given to us. So that's why I believe Memorial Day is there to remind us, and there's a lot of different memorials in the Bible, and tonight actually we're going to be looking at the different memorials in the Bible, and we're actually going to be observing the Lord's Supper at the end of the service tonight, because that's one of the memorials of the Bibles. That's one of the things that God put and says, do this in remembrance of me. Why do we have to be reminded of things? We have to be reminded of things because we forget. I don't know about you, as I get older, I forget more and more. And that's why there's things there to help us remind. One of the things I use my cell phone most for is to put an alarm there. And on that alarm, it just gives me a little note because I have so many different things going through my mind, so many different things going on that if I don't have, and that alarm goes off, I read what the little note says, and that's what I'm supposed to do if I've forgotten to do it. It's a reminder. And that's what Memorial Day is. It's a reminder for us to just give thanks and to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. The history of the nation of Israel through the times of Judges reveals that it's not just Americans who have a foggy memory. Time and again, Israel forgot her God. Israel's history is rich with the miracles of God's deliverance and is replete with the miseries of her national spiritual forgetfulness. And that's where you come to this verse in Judges chapter 8, verse 34, and it says, And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. We went through the book of Joshua and Judges the last few years on Wednesday night, and it's amazing to see how much God wanted to bless Israel, how much an opportunity that Israel had. And then what happens is that Israel forgets God, doesn't obey their commandments, doesn't keep their vows, and they continually fall into oppression. And God allows another nation to come over and actually take Israel into slavery. And God raises up a deliverer, and that's what the judge was. And that deliverer would once again bring back to memory. They would bring back a remembrance of what God was and who God was and what God had did for them. And because of their sin, they have been separated from God. And when we come to this Memorial Day, I think we can go back and we can look at Israel, and Israel made a very big mistake. They stopped remembering who God was. You see what it says in the verse is that they remembered not the Lord their God. The Bible speaks about a nation that does not remember the Lord this way. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The Bible also talks about what a blessed nation looks like. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he have chosen for his own inheritance. Israel's history should serve as a memorial to us of what happens to nations that forget God. Their forgetfulness stages their national downfall. Our American history, too, is rich in leaders who knew the Lord and whose heart's desire was to establish and maintain a nation in which the gospel of Christ could be freely propagated. They recognized that at the heart of the need for freedom is the need for every person to have liberty to know and to worship God. And many of those leaders sealed their lives, or sealed that desire for this sort of freedom, with their blood, sweat, and tears as they served in military capacities. I think it's important that America never forget what the people did for us so we could have this freedom. I think it's also important that we understand that we do not forget God is the one that made and preserved us as a nation. And as even as Israel has repeatedly forgot their God who created their nation and preserved their heritage and delivered them from invaders, I think it's important that we remember some things so that way we can help our nation also. It amazes me what people remember. They can remember when somebody says something bad about them. They can remember the worst things in the world. It's amazing what some people remember. I think about sometimes what young people look up to today. Some of those athletes and some of those movie stars. And they look at them like they're heroes. And we should understand and remember what Memorial Day is, talks about reminding of us what a true hero looks like. But not just those that serve in the military, but also those who serve the Lord on a faithful basis. Heroes that we should remind our young people that what value is important and what values look like. Our values have become so warped that people remember the insignificant heroes in place of those who truly can make a difference in this world. So how do we not forget? Let us never forget. Three things I think we can talk about and look about to help us not to forget what happened. In Deuteronomy chapter number 6, the first thing I want you to see is This thing doesn't like me. On Wednesday nights I use it sometimes and it never works right. So remember to teach the next generation. So we're going to go back and remember, Israel struggled because they forgot their God. Israel struggled because of the fact they did not remember the Lord. Even though they had many different memorials set up, even though they even had different monuments set up, just like we have monuments that are set up to remind us of certain things, Israel forgot. And because Israel forgot, they had problems. And just as if America forgets, as it has forgotten who God is and has forgotten the type of principles we were built upon and is what's been passed down, we're in trouble. Our nation's in trouble. Even though we live in the greatest nation on earth, and even though we're probably the most blessed nation on earth, it's got problems. And if we want to make sure that we will never forget, the first thing we must do is remember to teach the next generation. If we do not teach that next generation, you know what's going to happen? They're going to forget. Look what it says on the board there in Judges chapter number 2. Look at verses 10 through 12. This is referring to the nation of Israel. This is referring to after they had just came into Canaan land. They did not really have to fight any real battles. God fought the battles for them. They had received a lot of the great land based off of just God allowing them to possess it. It was already a possession that God had given them. They had to go into the walls of Jericho, and they had to walk around the walls of Jericho and make them all fall down. Yes, there was work that was involved, and that's a principle about being blessed, is about the work that happens. So Judges chapter number 2, look at verses 10 through 12. It says, "And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them." But look at that phrase, "which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." So what the Bible is saying is that there was a generation that had come on the scene. Joshua is off the scene now. Joshua has passed away, and his generation was the generation that saw the walls of Jericho falling down. It was inside that generation that he saw maybe the parting of the Red Sea. It was during that generation they saw the plagues against the land of Egypt. During that generation they had seen so many great and mighty things. Joshua was back there. He witnessed all these things, and he went through all these things. And the problem is, it sounds like they didn't pass it down. It says that there arose another generation that came on the scene, and it says, "which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." And the children of Israel did evil in the sight because they did not know God, because they were not taught it. They did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Balaam, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they followed other gods, or the gods of the people that were around about them, and bound themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. So according to what the verses are saying here, is that there was a communication lack. There was a communication gap there. Israel had done something great. God had allowed Israel to do something great. And they had even set up memorials. They had even set up remembrances. But they never taught it to the next generation. They never said to them, this is what God is. He says, they knew not the Lord. But not only did they not know the Lord, it said, the works which he had done. They had never seen God work. They had never experienced God work, and they forgot about him. And because they did not know who the Lord was and they forgot the Lord, they did evil in the sight of the Lord. That brings us to Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6 is a wonderful chapter of the Bible, and it tells us and reminds us of these things. Deuteronomy chapter number 6, well, you can just go ahead and read some of it. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statute and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's sons, and all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. So here before Joshua, before the promised land, they are teaching principles and guidelines. He says, I am telling you these things because I want you to remember these things, because you need these things, and I've commanded you to do these things. Verse number 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it. He says, not just knowing it, but to do the commandments of God, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers have promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. He says, here's the success. Here's the secret to success. I want you to understand these, and I want you to know them, and I want you to pass it down to your son, and I want you to pass it down from your son's son. But in the book of Judges, what we have is probably two generations away from where the plagues were, and the parting of the Red Sea, and the Mount Sinai, all those amazing things, and they have not passed it down to those generations. And because of that, there's a problem. Let's keep on going. Verse number 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Now look at what the instruction that's given in verses 6 to 8. And these words which I commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart. And that just it being in your heart is not enough. It says, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. We need to teach the next generation. And shall talk of them with thou sittest down in thine house. It says that you need to speak about the statutes and the commands and who God is and why we need to serve the Lord and how we can have success when you're sitting in your home. It says, and when thou walkest by the way, not just when you're sitting, also as you're walking, and when thou liest down, even when you're going down to lie down at sleep at night, these are things that we teach our young people. These are things we teach in a generation. And when thou risest up, when they first get up, things that they're reminded of, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. A constant reminder. This is who God is. Do not forget him. Lay it up as a memorial. Put it up there as a place and a reminder. Do not forget to teach the next generation. But what we saw happen time and time again with the nation of Israel was they forgot. And because they forgot, God sent their nation into a downward spiral. Christian, I hope that we will never forget, as we remember Memorial Day, remember the sacrifices that were made for our country, I hope we never forget that. And I hope that we take some real solemn time thanking God for the people that were willing to pay that sacrifice and that price. But I pray that we will never forget who God is and what God has done. So there's no way that would ever happen. It happened in this nation. Two generations later, it says that they knew not the Lord, nor the works that he had done. They had missed it. And why had they missed it? It's because they didn't teach the next generation. It's important. If you'd like to, take your Bible to Psalms chapter 78. Psalms chapter 78 is another wonderful passage of Scripture that even expounds on this a little bit. What are we supposed to teach our children about God? You say, pass it on to the next generation. Well, pass it on that there's only one Lord. Pass it on that we're supposed to love Him with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and all our strength. Pass it on how great He has been. Remind Him of the things that He's done. Allow God to work in your life. And as they see God working in your life, they will also realize that God is real to you. And as He is real to you, He will also become real unto them. Psalm chapter 78, look at verses 3 through 8. It says, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. So as an interesting thought, what have our fathers told us? What has our fathers taught us? And he says, we will not hide them from their children, showing in the generation to come the praises of the Lord, revealing unto them the praises of God and the praises of the Lord, and continues, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he hath done. Say, what am I supposed to pray? The praises of God, the strength that he has, the wonderful works that he have done. And it continues, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make known unto their children. He says, we told them to pass it along to their children and to their children's children and to the next generation, not to withhold it. And it says in verse number 6, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare to them to their children. He's saying that we need to make known to that generation so that someday they can rise up and let their children know, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God. That their dreams aren't on something else or with someone else. Their hope is found in God. And not forget the works of God. And the problem was, what happened? What did the verse say in Judges chapter 8? It said that they had forgotten their God. And they had forgotten the works of God. And they did not know God. There was something that was missed. They forgot to teach the next generation. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. So Christian today, let us never forget. But one of the ways we're not going to forget is when we pass it along to the next generation. We get discouraged by the next generation sometimes. I don't know if you guys read that article or saw in the news that there was a 30-year-old that the parents actually had to take them to court just to get him to leave the house because of how he was just taking advantage of them, and they were tired of it and they were done with it, and there's different circumstances. But the generation that's coming on the scene, many times we're tired of the fact that they feel like they're entitled and they feel like they don't have to do this or that. Not all of them. I know some great people that are that we'll call millennials that love the Lord and serve the Lord. I get all that. We get frustrated sometimes with how the next generation is acting, but the question is, have we shown them? One of the ways the traditions and the commandments of God and the love of God is going to continue on and we're not going to forget is when we pass it down. You say, well, that's easy for me. I don't have any children. No, it's still our responsibility to pass it down to those that we know and those that we can influence. So as we consider, let us never forget. How are we never going to forget God? How is we know that God is going to continue to live on in our families and in our churches? We need to pass it down to that next generation. We need to say, hey, look, your hope needs to be found in God. Your hope needs to be found in what he can do, his praises and his strength and the things he's done before in the past. Pass it down to the next generation, because if we don't pass it down, they're never going to remember. And we consider how sometimes the lack of patriotism, the lack of respect for churches, and the lack of this or the lack of that, it's because many times there was a gap in the fact that we never taught them like we should. It is a huge responsibility, not just to live it, but to teach it. Deuteronomy chapter 6 tells us we should do that on a regular basis. So one of the ways we're never going to forget is by remembering to teach the next generation. The next thing is to remember to follow God's word. Remember to follow the word of God or God's word. over and over here, you see the, and in Deuteronomy chapter number 6, it's talking about remembering the commandments of God. If you go back to Deuteronomy chapter number 6, and it talks about in Deuteronomy 6, verse number 3, "Hear therefore, Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers have promised thee, in the land that floweth milk and honey." There was a connection there. So what was that connection? There was a connection. The connection was, once you're taught it, to obey it. And one of the ways we're not going to forget, one of the ways that we're going to continue on remembering who God is this: as we're teaching that next generation, as we're showing him the praises of God, as we're teaching in the truths and the statutes and the commandments and how we're supposed to live and how to teach that generation how to love him with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul, and all our strength, as we're teaching that, we're going to continually remember, because it's important to us, and it's going to continually be in the front of our mind, because that's what we want to pass on to the next generation. I know many of you are passionate about certain things, and there are certain things that you remember. We should remember to do this, and we should remember to do that. And there are certain things we want to make sure we pass down to the next generation, because, and we always remember, because it's always on the forefront of our mind. And that's what I'm saying about the Lord. It needs to pass down to the next generation. But not just that, we also must remember to follow the word of God. It says that in verse number 3 that God is going to be able to increase us mightily. And I'm not referring to the fact that we need to plan on, like some of the movements and the charismatic movement even tells, that God never expects you to be poor and that you should never be sick. There's some portions of people that it's a health and prosperity gospel. That's not what God teaches. But he does say he will bless you if you'll follow after him. He does say that he will bless your life and bless your family, and not always in physical things, even though that sometimes it is in physical things, but in spiritual things. And he can give you peace that's worth more than any money. He can give you a spiritual help and spiritual fruit that's more valuable than any possession could ever be. He can bless your life. He even says, as you see on the scriptures up there in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28, he puts it specifically, very easy for us to understand. "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known." He's saying there, it's simple. It's our natural tendency to live according to our flesh. It's naturally to let the flesh dictate our own wills. But God says, "I've given you a commandment in your word." He wants his word to govern our lives. He wants his word to shape our lives. He wants his words to give us principles to make direct choices with. But we have to obey them. He says, "Look, I'll give it to you here. You can have a blessing in your life. You can have God bless you and use you in ways that you could never imagine and make a difference and influence this world. And you can do that by being obedient to him, obedient to his words. Or you can have a curse." He says, if you're not going to obey and not going to do what's right, then there's going to be a curse. Your life's not going to turn out the way you think it would. I know the world is full of people who seem like they are getting over, and it seems like they're getting more than what a Christian might have. And there's people out there that say they have joy and have peace, but you see so many people, even the what we call the beautiful people today, where their divorce rate is so high, where it is a tragedy and an epidemic when so many people are taking their own lives today. But you even see that out of the supposedly the best and the brightest. Christian, if we truly want the blessings of God on your life, it says, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you this day, a blessing will happen. And a curse if you obey not the commandments. I like simple things. I've told you before, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Some of you guys come up, "Oh, you're just joking." No, I'm not the smartest guy, which is okay. God can use dumb people too. Thankful for that. But at the same time, are we going to allow God to bless our lives by being obedient? The third thing, not only is it the way that we're never going to forget, it's by teaching the next generation and by following the word of God, but it's by keeping our vows. The amazing thing, if you go back and you study Joshua and go back and study Judges, where we got the premise for the message, Israel forgot God. But if you look, Joshua has just given them all the law. Joshua, if you go back, if you remember us preaching it, Joshua says, choose you this day who you will serve. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve the gods of your fathers. Choose you who you're going to serve. And they went and said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he gave this rousing, I could just hear him saying it. And just it, as an older man, just trying, you choose what you're going to do. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And after that speech, you know what they said? You have it written up there. It says, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we have passed. He says, we're going to learn to serve the Lord. God forbid if we wouldn't serve him. God forbid if we would forsake him. God forbid that we would ever do that. But it's talking about the next generation that says they did not know the Lord. Just the next generation that says they did not know his mighty works. What happened? The first thing that happened, they didn't teach the next generation. Second thing that happened, they didn't follow the word of God. The third thing that happened that will help us never forget is if we will keep the vows and promises that we made to God. Say, Pastor, what are you getting at? You know, we've all heard good preaching before. We've all heard God speak to our hearts and kind of motivate us and something stirring in us. And we make a vow to God and we say, God, this is your life. You can have it. God, I'm willing to commit to this. God, I'm willing to stop doing this. God, I'm willing to go here. And we make a vow to God and say, God, this is it. You've spoken to my heart, and I'm going to do what you want me to do. But just like the nation of Israel, sometimes when things aren't stirring as much as we remember at the sermon, or isn't stirring as much as we remember when we read our Bible, and we're faced with doing right or wrong, we forget that commitment to God. We forget that vow. One of the ways I think what we will never forget, yes, it's by teaching this generation. Yes, it's by obeying the word of the Lord. But it's paying back the vows we made to God. When God speaks to us and speaks to our heart and he encourages us with something and we make a commitment and we make a vow to God, we need to make that a memorial in our heart and life and say, I'm going to pay that vow. I'm not going to keep on doing that thing that he told me not to do. And I am going to start doing that thing that he has spoken to my heart about. Because as you pay that vow back, you know what you're going to do? You're going to continually remember. That's what God told me to do. I remember God working in my heart. I remember God teaching me that. I remember the day I committed myself to the Lord, and I'm not going to go back on it. And it's a constant renewal of the vow. Sometimes people have vow renewals. Sometimes after maybe 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or 40 years, they'll stand in front of their friends and family again and say that I am renewing my vow. I'm remembering the vow I made, and I am going to continue in that vow. I don't think there's anything wrong in your prayer list to go over and say, God, you know, today I want to be more faithful with being a witness and writing that. Lord, help me to keep that vow today. Help me to keep the vow to treat my husband right. Help me to keep that vow of treating my wife right. Help me to do this, Lord. And it's keeping your vows over and over. But they said that in the book of Joshua. God forbid that we would stop serving God. You know what happens just a little while later? They stopped serving him. They didn't keep their vow. Because they didn't keep their vow, they forgot it. And because they forgot it, their nation became a mess. We don't want to forget. I know. You're here at church. Many of you know the Lord. Many of you are excited about serving the Lord. And you don't want to be someone who would forget. So if you don't want to forget, be a constant teacher, passing it on to the next generation. Obey the word of God. Let God be working and blessing your life, but keep those vows. Maybe your vow was, hey, I'm going to be faithful to church. Maybe your vow has been, hey, I'm going to tell people about Jesus Christ. Maybe your vow was to read the Bible or memorize the scripture. Maybe your vow was to reach out to somebody. If we truly do not want to forget, we need to keep the vows that God's reminded us. The one thing is that when we like to forget a vow, we like to forget we ever made it. We like to kind of, okay, say I'm going to read my Bible. I made a vow to God, maybe at an altar or at your seat. I'm going to read my Bible every day. And the devil's going to do whatever he can to make you forget that vow. Because some days you're not going to feel like reading your Bible. Some days you're going to not feel like doing what's right. Some days you're not going to think it's important to do, and you're going to forget that. That's why reminding yourself of the vow. If someone would have came, and that's what the prophets would do, and that's what the judges would do, and they come and say, remember that day when you made that vow to God? You have broken that vow, and because you have broken that vow, that's why your nation is in such a mess. And I truly believe if every Christian American fulfilled their vows they have already made to God, they would experience revival in their own Christian life, and their churches would experience revival. We prove that our God is important to us when we remember and keep the promises that we've made to Him. As Christians and as Americans, help us never forget who God is. Help us to lift the name of Christ continually, remembering God. And especially as we think about this day of memorials, help us to remember who God is. Because the nation that forgets God is a nation that's in a whole heap of trouble. But the nation who blesses, the nation who remembers God, not just God, that God is the Lord, that is the nation that can be blessed. If you look up here, the verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better it is that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. And the scripture is saying there, it says, don't be playing with God. If you made a vow to him, make sure you keep it. So how do we not forget? It's horrible to think that people would forget the sacrifices that have been paid. It's horrible to think that people would forget God, but it happens every day, multiple times. How do we not forget? Live a life of an example that's teaching that next generation. Obey the commandments of God. Pay back those vows. So let's consider some application here and we'll be done. So what do you take from this today? What is it that you learned? Israel forgot God, and Israel's nation was in a mess. Our nation has not only forgotten God in many areas, but they have pretty much, and some people inside our nation have pretty much challenging God and saying, we're going to live wickedly and we're going to see what you're going to do. And our nation is in a mess because the people of God have forgotten to serve God and love the Lord and pass it down to the next generation. So maybe God spoke to your heart about mentoring somebody, passing it down to the next generation, inside your home or even outside your home. Not just mentoring them and other things, but mentoring them on the things of God, teaching them to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, our soul. He says, I can't always talk to somebody. You can live a life that represents that. Maybe God's spoken to your heart about being obedient. Obey his word. If you're going to obey his word, that means he's going to bless you. And as he blesses you, he's going to work in you. And you're not going to be able to forget God as he's working and blessing, as you see him working in your life. But you can definitely will remember God when there's a curse in your life too. And last but not least, pay back that vow. Is there something that you promised God and you know that you did it because the Lord told you and spoke to your heart that day? Go back to that day. Remember that vow was made. Make sure it was sincere. Make sure it's what God wants you to do. And say, you know what? That's what God told me he wanted me to do. That's what I'm going to do. And pay back that vow. That will help you never forget. Tonight in the Bible, we're going to look at some of the different memorials in the Bible, some different things that God put as a reminder. One of them is the Lord's Supper. We're going to do that, look at the Lord's Supper tonight. There's a couple other things. I don't know how many we're going to do, but there's different things that God put. And he says, here's a reminder. I don't want you to forget. Because I don't want you to forget, look at this. Remember this and remember me. His word is our greatest memorial, and the idea that it's filled with so many reminders. Today, let us never forget the wonderful God we serve. His praises, his strengths, pass that on to the next generation. And as we use this weekend to remember that great sacrifice so many paid so we can live in this wonderful nation. We would be disappointed if someone forgot. Let's use that motivation also not to forget what God has done for us. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with heads bowed and eyes closed for our